The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
Could someone please send the Food and Drug Administration a copy of the latest study on teenagers and e-cigarettes? The agency obviously needs a push to come out with its overdue regulations. The research found that adolescents who tried battery-powered nicotine vaporizers were more likely to smoke tobacco cigarettes. And if the kids were already regular smokers at the time they experimented with vaping, they became less likely to quit. Clearly, e-cigarettes are making the youth tobacco epidemic worse. Yet the FDA has still not begun to regulate e-cigarettes, despite pledging to do so by last fall. Meanwhile, the number of vapers keeps rising. U.S. consumers will spend $3 billion on e-cigarettes this year, twice last year's total. Last month, the European Parliament passed several e-cigarette restrictions, including a ban on advertisements, a requirement for child-proof packaging, and pictorial safety warnings, and a limit on nicotine content. Those are all smart rules, as is a ban on sales to minors and a restriction on candy flavors. More research is still needed to discern the specific health hazards of electronic cigarettes, as well as their relative safety compared with burning tobacco. Yet it's not too soon to conclude that regulation is needed to keep them out of the hands of children. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to BloombergView.com.
This has been Bloomberg View.